Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, you want to get a gift for your loved one this holiday season, but they're so hard to shop for, and oh my gosh, what are you going to do? We have some creative ideas.
Oh, and iTunes 11 is out. I'm really excited about that. We've got Chrome for iOS with Passbook integration, finally, and a cry for help.
All that and robots on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMyPC from Citrix. GoToMyPC connects you directly to your Office Mac or PC from any other computer or from your iPad or iPhone. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today at GoToMyPC.com. Use the promo code iPad. And by Ford, featuring lane keeping and adaptive cruise control technology, both designed to improve the overall driving experience. Check out these available systems on the 2013 Ford Fusion and learn even more at Ford.com/technology. And by the all-new Slingbox, which can turn your mobile device into a television. With the new Slingbox, you can watch high-def TV on your smartphone, laptop, or tablet anywhere there's an internet connection. Check it out at Slingbox.com/twit.
Hi, hi, ho, hum, it is iPad 2.
Hello, Sarah Lane.
Hello, Leo Laporte.
So, you're going to France next week?
Well, yeah, in a couple days.
Couple of days. How exciting for
totally
you.
Totally nutty. But haven't even packed.
We won't miss a single beat because we pre-recorded our iPad shows for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm going to miss you. It's going to be fun. You're going to have a great time. You're packed.
No, I'm not packed,
I was going to say, that's amazing.
Oh, no, I don't do that whole pack a couple days in advance thing.
When you travel as much as Sarah Lane and I do, you always have a bag ready.
Well, you know what I do? I just don't put away my bag from the last time.
Exactly. It's got all that
I dump
underwear
it out,
right in there.
I put a bunch of stuff back in there, and it'll be fine.
I always have my passport, $1,000 in currencies from a variety of countries, and a loaded pistol ready in a little bag. It's my ready-go kit anytime.
Yeah, you just don't want to be surprised, right?
I'm ready to go.
You got money. You've got a weapon.
And I got
my
passport.
And you can get in the country legally.
Yes.
So what's not to like?
Yeah.
Travel.
It's not actually a U.S. passport.
Right. And it doesn't say Leo Laporte. Well,
that would be crazy.
That would expose you.
Why would you do that?
I don't. You wouldn't. You just wouldn't. That's the solution.
And then I just turn my collar up. And I go to the airport, and I say, I need a ticket to Algiers.
You look like Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah. Where in the world am I?
I don't know. Algiers, huh? Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
Yeah. Where would you, if you could go anywhere in the world, besides Paris, which was where you're going.
Well, I really like Paris, but it's not like I don't want to go other places.
Awesome. Yeah. No, but if it's, it's anywhere, just but any town, any city, country, anywhere in the world.
Ever. I mean, there's so many.
People may not know this, but Sarah actually, after G4, mm-hmm. after you left Attack of the Show, quit all, didn't have a job, and went around the world. For a year.
Backpacked.
You blogged and backpacked, and I did.
Yeah, I was so dirty all the time. I was really dirty. I stopped looking in the mirror because it was just horrifying.
No, I saw pictures. You looked fine.
But it wasn't about me. It was about the experience.
And I think it's something I've always wanted to do. So I admire that. And you really are probably one of the best travel people I know.
Well, thank you for saying
so
that.
So where would you go?
I really want to go to Norway. You know this. And it keeps getting
you
sort of
you want to ride the hurdy-gruden.
The train from Oslo to Bergen.
So I did both things that you've wanted to do.
Yeah, it's annoying. And you didn't even really appreciate it that much.
I loved it. Lisa, not so much.
Well, it's just the motion of the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta want to be there.
I also
I'm really dying to go to Cape Town.
South
really
Africa.
Want to go to Cape Town, yeah.
Haven't been there. I'd like to go there.
And
but these are places you've not been. That's why you want to go there.
That's right.
Is there somewhere you've been that you would like to go back to?
Well, I go back to Paris a lot because I like it so
great
much.
Little town.
But I feel like I can have a different experience every time I'm there because, you know, it's a big enough city. Yeah, I'd love to go back to Beijing.
Beijing was amazing.
A variety of places in Japan. I'd love to go back to Greece.
You know where I'm going in the fall?
I don't.
The Greek islands.
You are?
Yeah, and Istanbul.
Oh, so fun. Have you ever been there?
No.
Oh,
it's I'll have to get your
great.
Your travel
yeah,
trips.
Yeah, I spent a couple weeks there.
Yeah, so you know it well.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it was several years ago, yeah. But it was
the
really
The Blue Mosque.
Fun. Oh, unbelievable.
Dying to see it.
And the food is
really?
So good. Oh, yeah.
After Thanksgiving, I'm kind of sick of turkey, so I
You don't have to have turkey.
They have other stuff?
Man, I am right here with you today. Yeah, no. You don't have to. It's not just turkey kebabs over there, Leo. They've got other things, too, like
Is
salad.
It like Middle Eastern food, like mezzah, or is it a
yeah,
little different?
Yeah, it is a lot. You can get a lot of Middle Eastern food.
Because you love baba ganoush. You love...
Love it.
You love hummus. You love that kind of stuff.
There's all of that there, but that's a little bit...
It's almost
a little bit...
It's probably a mixture of Greek
and
Middle Eastern.
Yeah. Turkey's... I mean,
right.
It's the bridge between kind of everybody. So.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm
oh,
really
you're
going
to love it. I didn't know that. How fun.
Well, you know, the way I handle vacations is... Because it's so sad when they're over. If you have a good one, you
it's the most depressing thing.
Ahead of time, I start planning the next one.
That's what I do, too. And it keeps me going.
Right, because I know I only have 297 days... to my next vacation.
That's so fun. Greek islands. Got to go to Santorini.
Going to Santorini, it's Corfu, Mykonos, Milos.
Oh, you've thought about it already.
Oh, I know where I'm going.
Oh, that's great. You're going to love
it. And
then
we're going to start in Venice and end in Istanbul.
How long?
This is the part I haven't told anybody yet.
Yeah?
It's about 6 months.
Hey, is it time for us to all kind of do a sabbatical?
No, but you know what it is time
we'll
for us
refreshed?
To do? We should start recording iPad today for when I'm gone because it's going to take us quite a while.
Oh, my gosh. Six months worth.
A sabbatical. You know, that's such a good idea. When companies do that, they say after you've worked here, say, 10 years, that's what Ziff Davis did, you get to take, I think it was 6 months off or something like that and enjoy life and come back refreshed and ready. It'd be nice if
Well, you got to put 10 years in somewhere. People don't stay in. I mean, definitely.
That was the incentive.
A lot of people
that
have
was
been,
the incentive to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good one.
And then.
If you like your job.
The year before I was due, they canceled it.
That's not cool.
Actually, I think it was the year I was due. It wasn't even the year before. It was like the year I was due.
They were like, no more sabbaticals.
They said, we're not going to do that anymore.
You know what? I would have thrown a really big fit. And
Our
I
friend Mike Elgin, that's what he's actually working from around the world. He's living in Greece right now.
Oh, that's right. You know, you mentioned that on one of the shows.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Well, that sounds fun indeed. How long have I worked here?
we should have made this the travel theme, but it's not because the holidays are coming.
Holidays are coming.
It's gift-giving time, and this is very challenging. If there were somebody in your life whose birthday it was, somebody you really respected and admired that you would like to really celebrate how many years they've been on this planet, and you'd love to give them a wonderful, wonderful gift, perhaps this would help you.
Yeah. In fact, I'm not sure who you're talking about, but I think that somebody would love some vintage women's clothing.
How did you know?
I just know you. I just do.
Wait a minute. Are you buying... It's not new clothing that looks like vintage. This is old clothing on the web?
Yeah.
Or actually on an app?
Yes. I've already got it in my shopping app. So this is a service called Threadflip. Have you heard of
Threadflip?
They're relatively new.
So it's like a consignment service?
It is, but here's what's kind of interesting about it. And by the way, this is just an iPhone app, but I found that it looks pretty nice on the iPad. So it's passed our test, right? So what you do is, so I've downloaded this recently, so... Oh, come on.
You have to sign up with your Facebook account.
Well, you can actually sign up without, but I already have.
It's a lot easier to do that, frankly.
Especially once you've already signed up for something, it's just like, Facebook me, it's fine.
So they have a website, too.
Yes.
Have you purchased anything on Threadflip?
I have. And what's neat about this is that this is all used clothing. So if you've got a...
Did you get that shirt on it?
No, this is just really old.
Okay.
It's all about used clothing that... You know, if I clean out my closet and, you know, sometimes, you know, you clean out your closet and sometimes it's just junk, right? The shirt has holes in it. Why do I still have it anymore?
Right.
And then there's stuff where it's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with this. Maybe it doesn't fit me anymore.
Right.
Or I'm never going to wear it again. And I have to just admit that it'd be nice to get some money for it. You can actually put it up for sale on Threadflip.
So it's consignment.
That's exactly what it is. But it's person to person. So if I see...
Threadflip doesn't have a giant warehouse of stuff.
This is
more like eBay.
It's putting us in touch with each other.
I just recently
bought a turquoise bracelet. It was really cheap. It was like $6. I'm like, oh, I don't know. That looks pretty. That's pretty. So I bought it. And what happens is that Threadflip then says, okay, we've contacted the seller. when the seller accepts your, and it's not like you're bidding or anything. There's a set price and that's what you pay. When the seller accepts, then the seller is in charge of shipping the product. And the reason that they do that is because if for some reason the seller was out of town, I mean, you basically, once a seller has accepted your offer, then you're guaranteed to get your shipment in a certain amount of days. You know, I think it's like 7 days or less. So you have an idea of what's going on because, again, you know, people's lives are complicated. Well, I don't know what's wrong with ThreadFlip. Now, it just
I'm looking on the web. You know, here's something kind of odd. You can buy used body jewelry.
What does that mean? Body jewelry.
You know,
that's where jewelry goes.
Yeah, this is more like for belly buttons.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Ew.
Well, I don't think I'd want to buy somebody's old belly button jewelry, but you could.
Certainly not. Yeah.
But there's quite a bit of turnover in that arena. So, but that's not all. I mean, they also have... I wish they had men's stuff, to be honest. For instance, they have wallets, but I guess they're ladies' wallets.
Yeah, ThreadFlip launched, and I should say that to anybody who's like, hey, what about all the guy stuff? I mean, this is definitely
Kate Spade or Louis Vuitton.
A lot of the stuff
they have wristwatches, which I think is so cool.
Yeah.
I would love to see, because there's an example of something that you almost don't want a brand new wristwatch. You want something that looks like an heirloom, you know, and I think this would be a great market for. Maybe somebody's doing that, consignment wristwatch sales. Because I'll tell you why. This works best in an area where people, there's fashion and fashions change. People haven't worn something out, but they want to try a new style or a new fashion. That's why it works well with women's clothing, I think, because, you know, you want to try a new style. You want to try a new look. Guys, I don't know. Do we have looks? Do we have styles? I don't think so. I've worn this same shirt since the Screensavers, and it's perfectly good.
Well, I think it all has to do with there's a certain piece. It's not brand new. Some of the stuff they'll say, you know, either
worn,
like tags still
worn.
On it or
wow.
never worn. You know, maybe
never
the tags
worn.
Went somewhere.
Wow.
So it's like, I mean, there's a lot of reasons that people end up with stuff that they're just not going to keep anymore and they'd like to get money for it. You know, it was interesting just the other day. I bought my turquoise bracelet and I thought, you know, I'm going to go to Paris. It's going to be super cold. I really don't have a winter jacket.
There you go.
Anything that's new anyway, you know, new to me. So I bought this Theory jacket. It was on sale. It seemed like a really great price. When I say on sale, it was a Cyber Monday deal. And I realized after I had already put the order in, oh, crap, it has a fur collar. And it's real fur. And it's like, I'm just not going to wear that. I just won't. I thought it was faux fur and it was really cute.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I
That's
can't
too
do
bad.
It.
Yeah.
So I wrote the seller really quick. And I said, can you please cancel this?
Yeah.
Here's my situation. I'm really sorry for the bother. And she did. And it was fine. So I kind of like that about the service, that it's pretty easy
personal.
To get what you want. Finally, this app is loaded, Chad.
Oh, look at that.
Now, you might say something like, well, what the hell? A Balenciaga is, you know, $385. You know how much that would be if you went and got it at Bloomingdale's?
More than $400?
Oh, yeah. It would be like $1,200. And it's probably been used, I don't know. I mean, not enough times for me to... If I walked out with that, well, first of all, it's not my thing to, you know, have designer purses.
It's a little legally blonde for you.
And just a little rich for my blood, even at $385. Yeah. But it's not like anyone would say, gee, that looks like someone already used it. It just looks
because
like
it's
a purse.
It should be a little used.
Exactly.
Oh, you need that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's
warm for Paris.
Well, it's anyway, I really like ThreadFlip. What's neat, too, about it is that if you were to follow me and I were to follow you, for example, you know, the two of us are not going to be sharing a lot of clothing. But among friends, it's almost a way for people to do like little clothing swaps.
Oh, I know.
You don't actually have to get together and bring a bunch of stuff and throw it on the table and that sort of thing. So it's a neat idea. I don't love the idea of wearing my friend's clothing. I almost like it better when it's a stranger.
Synonymous, yeah.
I just don't know where it came from.
Right.
Good condition, fine. But that's just me. You might feel differently.
This is clever. And I presume they take a little cut off the top.
I don't exactly know what their percentage is, but I think it's fairly low.
Yeah, because normally consignment's like half.
Oh, yeah. No.
So this is better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or else the prices just wouldn't, they wouldn't be worth it for anybody.
ThreadFlip.
Speaking of creative gifts for your loved one,
guess
who just came out with an iPad app?
I'm pretty excited about this.
Etsy. Etsy. Okay, so Etsy's been around forever. They've had an iPhone app for a while, but no native iPad app. And it is lovely. It really, really is. Oh, our network's being silly again. So what I've gone ahead and done is I've said things like, I like, you know, vintage home furnishings. I like clothes. I like stuff for the home. The reason that I'm seeing what I'm seeing right now is based on the kind of topics that I'm interested in looking at. For anyone who's not familiar with Etsy, Etsy is all about individual vendors. They make a lot of their own stuff. They create art. They put together neat stuff. They collect vintage clothing, and they have a little store. It's a little personal stores for mostly people who make their own jewelry and clothing and this and that. But there is some reselling that goes on, and honestly, it's a particular kind of style that you kind of have to like, right? There's a DIY aspect to pretty much everything that you see at Etsy, but some of it is really beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful craftsmanship, some amazing artwork I've found on Etsy in the past. In fact, the majority of people that I follow on Etsy are artists, because I'm always kind of looking for something to frame and
absolutely
put up on my
wall. Oh, you mean like painter kind of artists?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody on Etsy really is an artist.
They might be photographers,
jewelers,
Yeah, exactly. So this is, like a piece of jewelry. I could add it to my cart. Or I could just say, I'm just going to save it for later. I'll just go ahead and give a little heart. I'd go ahead and keep moving along here. Little furniture. It's like a little medicine ball for your living room. 115 euros. So you kind of go like, that seems kind of steep. Is there sort of an interesting story behind this? And that's actually why I think this comes in so handy for gifts. Because you can be interested in this for yourself. But when you're giving somebody something, I could give you this poof brown medicine, I call it a medicine ball because we used to have one of these at home. Beautiful knitted poof. Great to decorate any room of your home. And then, they give you a little, this is sort of, why it's cool and what you might like about it. This is why your pug should be dressed like a reindeer. Oh, that's actually just a photograph of a pug dressed like a reindeer. See,
well,
I would
what
buy
else
this.
Would it be? A real pug?
No, I thought it was actually a reindeer outfit that you
oh,
buy
it's not?
For your pug. No,
you're
it's
buying the, see, that's deceptive. Because I would buy a reindeer outfit for Ozzy, but I don't want a
reindeer
picture.
Reindeer pug photograph. Image is 8x10 and printed on high-quality matte paper.
It says it's a photo.
Yeah, it's $10. Yeah. I mean,
what the heck?
I would frame that. I would put that in my bathroom. I would.
No,
and,
you wouldn't.
And people would walk out and they'd go, what is that?
Oh, no, they'd go, aw.
They'd go,
aw.
Poor Sarah. She's weird.
Aw.
Yeah, so if you want
to... Reindeer pugs.
If you want to search for something in particular... you've got a lot of categories that come up right away, or you can search for, cat. This is always what I end up searching for. Like, what do they got for cats? And then you get a bunch of, you got cat pins, cat T-shirts, you got cat ties. Real men love cats. Oh, my gosh.
Not
I actually
so.
Have
not
to
true.
Buy this.
That's a lie.
No, it isn't.
That's a lie.
Real men do love them.
Do not like cats at all.
Well, I think you are misguided and sad.
I don't know any real men who like cats.
Tard the Cat has a little Etsy store. What? What?
You're such a girl.
Well, I'm sorry. That's
Aww.
Etsy. What are you going to do?
Aww.
If you are watching this right now saying, none of this appeals to me, think really hard about the women in your life. Or the men that you know who like this sort of thing, and think about them this holiday season.
Think about them.
And buy them a T-shirt with a cat holding a gun.
Or
a...
Oh, now okay. You're talking.
All right, I thought maybe...
That's a gang cat.
I thought maybe you just needed
that's
a little bit...
That's a little bit better. Now we're that. Manly. Now we're
Hello.
Talking. A little
oh,
more testosterone in the kiddie world.
Saddam Hussein gun. Okay, great. So you get the idea. This is Etsy. I can look at some of my favorites that I've saved when I'm ready to buy. It's a very easy checkout session. It's just really nice. It's lovely. Etsy has always had a very nice web interface. They've changed designs over the years a few times because, again, they really have been around for a while. But it's a thriving community. It just gets bigger all the time. And they do a really good job about either weeding out stuff that is not of good quality.
I love Etsy.
Or,
I
think
so
there's
great.
Just a lot of community involvement because the quality of things, whether they're your style or not, they're always pretty great. So that is a free app that you should just have if you're like, I don't know what this person would want. I swear you will find it on Etsy somewhere. Now,
handmade.
They do say that too. They do say that the way to a person's heart is through their stomach.
Yes.
I was about to say man, but that's actually the way to my heart as well. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Good, because I just sent you some cake pops.
Oh, thank you. That is awesome.
on Facebook gifts. Facebook now has gifts, real gifts. They used to have little
icons that were gifts, which I never understood.
Oh, that was so silly.
But now they actually have real gifts. This is
MG got me one.
Yeah,
actually for my birthday.
I saw that.
Got me a little candle.
Do you like it? Did it work well?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, it came in a box. Like you know, it came like anything that had been shipped from somewhere else.
Right.
A little card.
But it's very easy to do. You just go into your Facebook. And I wish I was just trying to see if that was on the iPad because that would have tied in. And I don't see it on the iPad app. You have to. It looks like you have to use the Facebook on the.
Are you serious? That surprises me because Gifts is one of their big money-making initiatives.
You'd think. You'd have to go to Facebook.com.
/ Gifts?
/about/ Gifts, as far
You're
as I can tell.
You're kidding me. Even seems in Safari?
Like, seems like there'd be some way to have it on the iPad app. You know, maybe that's coming.
They do have some food gifts on Facebook.
They have cake pops. That's what I got you.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice. And I didn't ever have to do anything.
See, all you have to do is you press give a gift.
That's right.
Sarah Lane.
Uh-huh, that's
it has to be either somebody named Sarah, either you or Sarah Austin.
Uh-huh.
That's the only drawback to that. And then, no, it has to be somebody you know on Facebook.
And then you say chocolate.
Then
chocolate.
Really good, because the cake pops are actually quite expensive.
No, get me chocolate. That's all I care about.
So, and it's Amelia's World's First Cocoa Butter Caramels. Does that sound appropriate?
Yes.
As a good gift, or would you prefer a dark chocolate?
I would prefer that.
Yeah, because that's better for you.
Yeah, right.
Or you get double dark chocolate.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
More
okay,
is
then
better.
You press next, and then it just sends, and then you choose the greeting.
Yeah.
Today, it's all about you.
Oh, sure it is.
It always is.
My birthday was like a month ago, you know.
Oh, I didn't celebrate it.
That's right.
So, and then you don't even have to write a thoughtful note. It writes one for you.
Yeah, which you can rewrite it if you
well,
want to.
Well, that's pretty perfect. I don't know,
right?
know what
don't
else.
Need,
and then
you don't need to say anything.
I don't need to say anything. And then four clicks later and a credit card
it's
number.
It's pretty much done. And you know what's kind of neat about this?
What?
And I'm not sure that this works for every single gift you get, but in the past, so MG had gotten me this candle, right? And it was like a candle made out of wine bottle. It just, you know, it was a wine candle, so he knew that I would like
it. Now, did he do it because he was testing Facebook gifts?
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
I was checking.
He got me something else for my birthday, too. It wasn't just Facebook.
Yeah, but no, I think that's cool. That's
yeah,
cute.
I would have been like, yeah. Candle, really? But yeah. But no, it was what was nice about it is that I got my notification that I got the gift, and then Facebook said, here's what he got you, but here are seven other candles like it. Would you like
oh,
to choose
see.
One of those instead so that you get the gift that you like
you could
the
change
best?
It.
Yeah, because as long as it's the same price point, he doesn't care. He just wants me to be happy. And it's actually, you can sort of avoid.
He just wants me to be happy.
You're right.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing.
And he probably likes cats.
You know, you get something for someone, you're like, I have the gift receipt if you don't
yeah,
like
I know.
It. And then it's sort of
it's
like,
actually very hard to give gifts. And I think
yeah.
that's probably the best feature. I didn't know this was
it's
the case.
It's the thought that counts.
That you could exchange it before it even arrived.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's
no,
good. I like that.
Yeah. Because Facebook, you don't. That's why on your end, you don't have to tell Facebook where to send it or anything. You don't
no,
even have
it
to
already
know
where
knows. I live. Well, no, but what it does is I get the notification, then Facebook says, where do you want it sent? Do you want it sent to your home? Is there another place that you're going to be? Here's when we expect it to arrive.
Because you may not have put your address on Facebook, for instance.
Or I might want it sent here because I know I'll be
right.
here during the day.
Right.
So it's actually, that's a very good option.
I like it.
If you're, of course, you have to be using Facebook.
I hope that they, I hope they make that a little easier to do in the app, and I bet you they will. I bet at some point you'll be able to tap somebody's name. And
oh yeah,
say, hey, well, you want to send them a gift?
I'm kind of surprised that Facebook
well, I'm
gifts
keep looking.
Isn't front and center on the iPad app
yeah,
already.
I'm going to keep looking
because they're trying to monetize mobile.
You'd think.
Hey, so I
just
mentioned the way to our hearts are through our stomach, right?
Yes,
I did mention that, and I show off a lot of cooking apps on the show because the iPad is just so perfect for big pictures and instructions and recipes, and I'll try all of them. There's a new cooking app called Cook Happy, and
I like the name.
Well, yeah, and the icon actually has a little smile.
Shannon, what's not to be happy
yeah,
about?
Yeah, you just cooking happy.
Yep.
But what's neat about this is, it's actually from the people at Demand Media. What's neat about this is, so you load it up. This is a free app.
Yeah.
You can see that a couple of the categories have little lock buttons. So if I'm interested in chic desserts, well, that's going to be an in-app purchase. But easy weeknight dinners, Mediterranean dinner party, sophisticated comfort food,
ooh,
taco fiesta, I'm into that already.
Mm.
You go ahead and click on one of these recipes. Then you see, ooh, I've got some recipe videos. What's the deal with that? So if I go now, what did I see? Chipotle and lime grilled shrimp.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now what happens? So I go ahead and click on the video, and they have a very interesting approach. You never actually see the person's face, nor do they speak to you. You just see the person cooking, and you get instructions as text as you're watching.
That's kind of an intriguing thought.
Because think about how many cooking shows you watch where it's like, you know, it's not that I don't like what they're cooking, but this person's bothering me.
Well, they focus a lot on personality. So if you like the personality, that's great.
That's fine. But sometimes that can be a turnoff, too.
This is really all about here's what you do and how you do it.
Exactly. Yeah. And if at any point you're like, wait, let me catch up. You know, you just pause the video and then you continue on. Now, if you're like, this is fine, but this is just not the way that I like recipes, you just go ahead and hit that recipe button. You've got your ingredients on one side. You've got your method on the other. So you can, you know, you can do a little of everything. That looks awesome. I want to save that for later. And then, so this is, you know, your home screen. And if you are interested in, like, the chef that has put together these lovely recipes, they actually all look really good. Seems like the team, or at least the chefs, are all based out of Austin, Texas. If anyone knows whether that's true or not, let me know. So those are collections. Here are all the recipes that I have.
That's pretty nicely done.
It's
pretty nice.
It's really nicely done. Watermelon salad, that doesn't sound good to me. But yeah, a lot of the stuff, grilled salmon with pineapple avocado salsa. I really like this approach because it just, sometimes I just want to see technique.
Yeah.
But I don't actually need anybody to.
You don't need the personality.
No.
I just want to see this.
I don't at all. Yeah. I want a living, breathing body to go through the steps for me in a kind of a rounded way. Let's just, you know, get to the meat of it rather than doing it for half an hour, right? I mean, this whole video is.
You seem like the type of person that uses
minutes.
A lot of quinoa.
You know, I do actually. Quinoa can be.
You might be.
I've kind of gotten pretty good at it actually. You can do a lot of things with quinoa, and it's like this good little.
It's like little
thing.
Tiny nubs of rubber.
Well, you know what's so great about it?
It can have any flavor.
It works the way that rice works,
right.
But it has a lot more protein than rice.
Oh.
So if you care about that sort of thing, it just makes sense.
I just want to point out, and thanks to our chat room, they found it. What you do if you want to give a gift in the Facebook app on the iPad is you go to the person who you want to gift. Here's Lisa Bettany, and you'll see right here on her timeline, write post, share photo, give gift.
Oh, perfect.
And so
you go from there.
And they do the same thing where they give you some great suggestions, and I could give her a travel spice kit. You press the button, give this gift, and it does the whole thing. Exactly the same, right in the iPad.
Perfect.
So
I love that.
I'm very happy. You could choose the card and do the whole thing. That's integrated right into the app.
You know, when they first started suggesting that we give each other gifts when you know that it's someone's birthday on Facebook, you've seen that happen now.
Yep.
You can just say happy birthday on their wall,
right.
But they say, give them a gift.
Yep,
I thought, this is really annoying and invasive, and I hate it. And I've actually given a few gifts that way because it was like, I'm really not going to have a chance to do anything else. And they can at least pick something that they really like. So it has come in handy.
For me, the hardest thing about giving gifts is knowing what to give. And that's why I like Gift Suggester.
What's that?
Surprised you, didn't I?
You didn't know
that I had a suggestion.
You just picked it up and
ran. So there's a website called gifts.com that's all about gifts.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that that's necessarily what you want to use. Maybe you just want to look at this and get some ideas. But what I kind of find fun about this, so we're just browsing through popular gifts. But if you go to browse, you can go by category, by recipients, and recipients can drill down. So I could say I want to find something for a woman. But you can get a little more specific. You can go by personalities and occasions. So I'm looking. Are you a guy's guy, a hipster, a hoster, a hostess, an intellectual, an outdoor adventurer, a proud parent? You're a spiritual soul. Let me look and see what would be nice.
Totally.
The quiet courage necklace.
Your iPad is at kind of an angle right now. Woo!
It's kind of a little.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
A little off kilter. That's
better.
Yeah, I think that's better.
I think you would like a Shakti mat, perhaps, or the story of the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you can buy it if you want. It sends you to the website that this is from. So this is Uncommon Goods. Same thing. This one comes from Amazon. So it'll send you to the Amazon website. So, you know, I just think it's for me, It's hard for me to choose gifts. That's where I get frozen. Mm-hmm. I want to give somebody a gift. I really like that person. I want to give them something, and I get frozen because I'm afraid they won't like it or I can't get the right ideas. So this might just get you started. For you, I just go right to alcohol and tobacco. And there's the section and everything that I could, portable beer holster.
I don't know about the tobacco.
I think for my son, the personalized beer pong set is going to be a big hit.
Yeah, in a couple years.
Looking at going to Chico State, and I think.
He won't be waiting then. That's where I got my tattoo, Chico State.
Of course,
I didn't even go to that school.
Of course, you did.
That's just where it happened. That's all you need. That's
kids' accessories, LED light up shoelaces. So, I mean, literally, there are, there are unlimited patriotic gifts. So pick a category, pick a personality, pick an occasion, and drill down, bachelorette party, christening, baptism. And some of the gifts are kind of dumb. It's just a wide range of stuff, but it's going to give you a little, get you a little bit started. It's just a little gift suggester. You can save gifts.
It's called Gift Suggester?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? From gifts.com.
How you have to search for it. Gifts.com.
Shay's Apps does it, and they do a lot of different apps. But it's pulling from gifts.com, and I just thought this was
that's great,
cool.
I love it.
Yeah,
gift suggester, y'all.
Shay'sApps.com actually is the publisher. If you want to search for it, Shayes.
Oh,
but it's free.
Good. Yeah, because it's suggesting,
of course,
and then
it's
the
free.
Point of sales ends up where it originates. What's where they make that big moolah.
Bucks. Yep.
Hey, so we talked about quite a few apps just now. Hopefully you got some gift ideas. We hope so. I know it's just, I get very stressed around these times of year because...
It's hard.
Well, and there are people that you know will get you something. Yeah. It doesn't have to be expensive, but they'll put some thought into it. And I just feel like, gosh, I'm just not going to be thoughtful unless I do this. And so then you're just, and that's just not what the season is.
So what we've just basically showed you is ways not to be thoughtful, but give a gift that looks like you were.
Well, no, you are thoughtful because you're choosing selection of cool things.
Yeah, spend some time.
It just gets you, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be at the mall. Let's just put it that way. It can be on your iPad.
Why I kind of like this gift suggester. It's like going to the mall, like going to hundreds of different stores
and
browsing around. Right. And it's efficient, it's fast, it's quick. And I have to say, I think Facebook's going to do very well with the gifts thing because they're not super great gifts. They're simple, inexpensive little things.
Yeah, there's nothing too expensive.
But it's thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm just thinking of you, here's some cake pops.
Yeah.
I love that.
We got some whiskey rocks.
Yeah.
Recently.
Fun.
Yeah. I don't really get them. They're like ice cubes, but they're whiskey.
No, the idea is you don't want to put ice in your whiskey because it dilutes it, but you want to chill it a little bit.
Oh, so it's cold rocks.
Little rocks.
I get it.
You put them in the fridge.
They're not whiskey rocks. They're for your whiskey glass.
They're not made of whiskey.
I didn't understand. I was like,
so you put them in your freezer. They don't work very well.
Oh.
I've tried them.
Don't get anyone whiskey rocks on Facebook. It is a gift because I have received it. I just haven't tried it yet. Reminder to everybody who watches the show live. Well, I'm not actually reminding you because you already know because you're watching it live. Thank you. We'd love to have you. But for everybody who watches after the fact, we do record the show live 1 p.m. Pacific on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern. But if you don't watch live, you just subscribe to the show and... It just is delivered to you, so that's all good. Your subscription links are right there on our website, and if you ever need to catch up on an episode or two, all of those videos are embedded right on our show pages, along with the show notes of all the apps that we talked about. Oh, look at Shannon and I. We had a fun time that day, apparently.
Oh, man, I wish I were there.
Well,
did you talk about cats?
We talked about weddings.
Oh, she's got one coming up.
Cats. I think cats actually were mentioned because Shannon also has them.
I know.
Look at all those links. Yeah, we talked about all sorts of stuff that day. So thanks, everybody. If you want to ever shoot us an email with a question or a comment or a suggestion, iPadToday@twit.tv.
Or if you ever just want to shoot us.
If you want to shoot us, then you should wear a T-shirt of a cat holding the gun instead and take a deep breath. Eat a sandwich.
Yes. Don't come here, please.
Please don't. No.
This show brought to you by Citrix. They do a lot of great programs, including the one that you're going to need the next time you go over the river and through the woods.
Uh-huh.
Because the holidays are here, and you want to go home early, spend time with the family, visit grandma, maybe just take a break, go to my PC. It lets you access your office computer anywhere you go, even, and I can vouch for this, on crappy shipboard internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of amazing. Now, you can do it from your Mac, from your PC, to a Mac or a PC, or from your iPad or your iPhone or even your Android tablet. And that's what's really, really sweet. It's safe, it's secure, it's easy to install, and it lets you run any program, access any network resource, send and receive email from your office computer as if you're there, but you're not. You're using your iPad or your iPhone. By the way, the apps are free. They don't charge you for the apps. In fact, you can use the thing free for the next 30 days when you visit gotomypc.com. Click that orange try it free button and use the promo code, offer code, iPad. I-P-A-D. We're big fans of GoToMyPC. We're big fans of Citrix in general. And I think GoToMyPC is really critical because, frankly, so much stuff is on your office computer. Now, the key is you can't do it after you've left. You got to do it now so that you can leave. And by the way, just for fun, you're operating a Windows PC from an iPad. It kind of blows people's minds. They go, wait a minute, Windows 8 is out on the iPad? Yes, thanks to GoToMyPC or Windows 7 or Vista or XP. GoToMyPC.com. Click the try it free button, use the offer code iPad, then download the app on your iPad and hit the road, Jack. Over the river and through the woods.
And don't you come back no more. No more. All right. So, Leo, something pretty exciting happened. Now, we are recording the show in advance. So when you're watching it, it's likely that you'll say, iTunes 11, you guys are dumb. That's 2 weeks old. But we are recording the show on the same day that iTunes 11 came out. And on the previous show...
I'm so confused.
You are not. You knew that.
I don't know what day today is.
Today is Thursday.
Well, that I know, but I don't know what... Never mind.
It doesn't matter.
So if
iTunes 11 is out, and this is the first
chance
we have to talk about it.
A little tip. If you, at least from right now, if you open iTunes... you can go check for updates, mm-hmm. and you can download iTunes.
Right.
Or if you're on a... Now, that will be if you're on a Windows or a Mac. If you are on a Mac, you can also run the update
right.
feature and it'll update. If you're on a PC, there's an Apple update. So there's four different ways you can do this.
You know, this morning when I went to check for update from within iTunes...
It didn't do it.
It wasn't working. But software update was fine, and I could selectively just update iTunes and not everything
right.
else because we were right in the middle of
And
TNT.
To be honest, I thought that it wasn't going to do it again, but I just did it and it did it. So it does now announce it. It does. What it'll do, though, is funny. It'll take you out of iTunes into Windows update. Apple wants to mm-hmm. update everything. If you're on an Apple, everything now in the App Store. So what they're saying, of course, is a new user interface. They say a dramatically simplified player, redesigned store. They've kind of taken the playlist feature. The look and feel is very different. The playlists are now a tab on the menu. There's a new mini player that lets you do a lot more than it used to. You can play purchases from iCloud, which is kind of interesting.
Chad, you have that link? The iTunes link? Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Show everybody, because we can't show you this on...
Actually, I can if I can install it. I'm going to install it as quickly as I can.
Oh, that's all right.
Now,
I
when you install it, did you see any reason not to install it?
No. In fact, you know, what's interesting about it is that for anybody who's using an iPad, the iTunes store, or the iTunes experience, but particularly the store on a Mac or a PC is going to look
similar.
iOS than ever.
Yeah.
The two actually look pretty much the same.
It's kind
now,
of a unification.
Which is not something, that's not an accident. That's obviously something that Apple wants. So if you really like the iPad experience, you're probably going to like the same experience on your Mac. However, when I first downloaded iTunes, you know, it opens default with a lot of stuff not open. So, for example, the sidebar is hidden by default when you first open
it
up.
Yeah, and so that's a big change. But you can't get to it, and yeah.
Yeah, you just go up to your view and you say
right.
show sidebar, and so once you do that, the old iTunes starts to come back a little bit.
You can kind of turn it back on.
You kind of can.
Yeah.
And really then it turns into, well, the thumbnails for music or apps or podcasts or TV shows are sort of bigger and brighter and more front and center. They look better, but I also find that there's more below the fold. So I'm sort of like, okay, well, if I'm just looking at, you know, what are the latest, apps in the App Store? I've got my stuff up at the top. Etsy is one of the editor's choices that's featured right now. But
here,
then I kind of have
this?
To scroll down a little bit
can
more.
Can you plug this in? We could see it on
yours.
Yeah, we could
sure.
see it on yours.
Sorry about that.
Curtis B. said in our chat room he likes the podcast section. I think it does highlight podcasts a lot better. In fact, I found a podcast I never heard of right away. I kind of like that.
What was it?
It was a podcast. I can't remember the name now. I'll find it for you and I'll let you know.
Was it called i5 for the iPhone?
That's it. It was like this cute, perky kind of almost like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I seemed like a Zooey Deschanel type. And she was talking about all these cool things that you could do on the mm-hmm. iPhone.
Yeah.
And there's like five of them.
Yeah.
I really liked that show.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I never heard of it, so I started subscribing.
What was it?
You know about it.
i5 for the iPhone. Yeah, yeah.
i5 for the iPhone.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good show. It's a really good show. It was featured recently. That's how I found it.
Yeah.
iTunes.
Thank you, iTunes.
So, Chad, can you see my screen? Yeah, so this looks a lot like you're looking at my iPad. Obviously, my dog gives it away. But this is the App Store. So you go, okay, well, it's just more visual. It is a better design. However, once you kind of get past the, ooh, look, front and center visual, I just feel like I have less information.
Right.
Off the top.
It does look so much like the iOS version.
It really does. Which leads me to believe more and more that eventually we're going to have touch capabilities for OS X.
Uh-huh.
Or OS whatever.
They're making it a touch in
it. Because they're making it something that's just touch friendly, even though it's not touch capable just yet. Again, if you go to podcast, like Leo mentioned, it's really nice.
I think it's pretty.
Yeah.
That's it, the truth.
Oh, really?
Movies for your ears. I never heard of that one.
No. I mean, a lot of the stuff I've never heard of.
Hey, before you buy it, I've heard of that. That's a good show.
That's a good show, too.
Yeah.
It's a really good show.
TED Talks, that's good. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice. I tell you, for the podcaster, it's great because it mm-hmm. really, you could see it more clearly. It certainly mm-hmm. promotes it. Now, one other thing I really like, it syncs your play point. If you're watching a TV show or a movie show on your screen and you go to your Apple TV, it'll know where you were, where you left off. And I like that. You can move around from device to device. And on iTunes will keep track of where you are. But you have to play it. Obviously, you have to be playing it in iTunes. There are some significant security fixes in it as well. So you're going to want to probably get it. Even if you don't like the UI or the new user interface, it's probably a good idea to put it.
You know, someone in chat mentioned, well, wait a second. So you can get to the podcasts in iTunes in OS X or a PC, but then on the iPad, the podcast is its own app.
That's a little confusing.
That is not.
But I'm not going to complain.
I don't hate the podcast app as much as some of you do.
Yeah.
I realize that there's much to be desired, but it is better than it was when it first launched. And we also just have so many alternatives. We talked about Instacast on the last episode. Downcast is my podcatcher of choice. You really do have other options. So don't let the podcast app get you down.
Don't be fooled.
It certainly looks the nicest, but it doesn't necessarily act the nicest. So don't be fooled. You won't be fooled again.
You know, I think it's kind of interesting because, is this a new feature? AirPlay... now has an extra button on iTunes where you could play to a single source, which is the way it always was, or multiple sources. So you can now AirPlay
to two at the simultaneously.
So it's kind of like one of the things I like. I use the Sonos where I can have multiple speakers all around. Now you can do, and you have a volume control for each.
No kidding.
So I think that's new. I don't remember that before.
I don't think so. No. You.
It always did multi.
It did?
Well, I don't remember that. All right.
I don't think so.
Sometimes playing with these things because they're new.
Both?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I thought it was new.
Well.
Pig Pie says it's not.
Pig Pie says it's...
And I always believe people named Pig Pie.
Well, how could you not? Their name is Pig Pie. That's why you're called Pig Pie, because you say the truth.
She tells the truth.
Interesting.
So the new iTunes 11, you got to get it because...
Well...
It's kind of often the case that Apple will ultimately force you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's no reason not to.
I think the only downside maybe is if you somehow want a little bit more information on the page at once,
right.
You're probably going to get a little bit less. But the design is pretty nice.
Right.
Design is pretty nice. As far as functionality, it's not a huge difference. But it certainly is a big difference as far as pushing it closer to iOS. You know, what also got a little update was Chrome for not just the iPad, but iOS app in general. Of course, it'll run on the iPad or an iPhone. Chrome now has Passbook support.
Now, I don't understand how that works. So What will happen if you use Passbook and you install, let's say, Fandango?
Uh-huh.
It will add Fandango to your passport kind of automatically. And if you buy tickets to movies through Fandango, they'll show up in your Passbook.
That's right.
So the same thing happens with websites somehow?
Yeah, it'll automatically detect
that's
that
interesting.
You have Passbook.
So I don't have to put the app on there. You know, when I got Passbook with the iOS 6 update, I went out and downloaded a bunch of apps for using with Passbook that I didn't have already. Well, no, now I don't have to do that. I could just go to the website at Fandango and buy a ticket, and we'll go into the Passbook. That's actually how it should have been in the first place. Thank you. Now, did Safari do that?
Well, it's Chrome.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand, but I mean...
Oh, would Safari also
If I
do
go
that?
To Fandango, let me just see. If I go to Fandango and Safari...
Well, I think you have to buy something first because there's no point in linking it into Passbook until you have a ticket or a rewards card.
I love this.
Or an airline.
Now, not every theater is caught up with this. Dave A. says he did that. He went to Fandango, bought tickets for Skyfall, showed the Passbook to the ticket taker. They printed it out, tore the ticket, and gave him the stub.
That's funny.
Sometimes it takes a little while to catch up. Safari does do this too. So basically, Chrome is adding the capability that Safari had.
Yeah.
If you prefer to use Chrome, now you've got Passbook built into
it. You can also, now you have the ability, let me just open Chrome right now so you guys aren't like, what are you talking about? The Chrome app on the iPad. I tried to use it exclusively for a while, and because you can't make it your default, it's hard for me to do that exclusively just because I'm opening stuff from other apps and then
exactly.
It'll open in Safari.
Right.
But it is really nice.
I like it. I would use it if I could.
Yeah, and I think, you know, eventually, well.
No, Apple will never do that.
Yeah,
eventually
like,
not.
Eventually,
no,
I think I'm just dreaming. Unless
not
they have
gonna happen.
Some, you know, unless they get forced to.
Unless
by the government
they buy Google.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Apple, buy, you know, who's going to buy who? Anyway, so if you're within Chrome and you are looking at a PDF and you've got a bunch of other PDF apps on your iPad, for example, I have my little PDF section, which is I just moved a bunch of stuff around. So here's the PDF applications that I use the most often. I would be able to open up a PDF in Chrome and say, can you open that up in PDF Pen? That's actually where I want to do, you know, most of my work. Where's Notability? Notability should be in there too. I have a little app link.
You know what I wish Apple would do?
On my what?
On the iPad, one of the little features I think they should add is the ability to do shortcuts or aliases. Because right now, an icon can be in one folder and one folder only.
Right.
So Notability, you might want to have in a notebooks folder and a PDF folder.
Yes.
But you can't. You have to choose one or the other.
That's right.
And I have a hard time sometimes finding stuff because I can't remember how I categorized it. But if it had aliases, you could put one in each.
That's why I'm always searching for apps. Because it's like, even when I categorize stuff and it really makes sense at the time, I think, where would I have put that... Right. Drafts app. Is it in my writing folder? Is it in my productivity folder? Because those are two different folders. There's a lot of overlap. That's a really good idea.
Henry's pointing out in the chat room that he uses Siri. He'll just say, because now that Siri and iOS 6 will launch apps. Have you done that? Have you moved to the Siri? Because remember, one of the things we do is we just slide over to the all the way to the left and we type in the name, search for the app.
That's what I do, yeah.
Yeah, launch the
app.
That's
how I can find anything.
But have you started saying Siri, do it? You have to remember the name of the app, for one thing.
Well, I don't really have a problem with that as much as you do. I remember the name, or else how could you search for it if you didn't know the name?
I don't. That's why I have to dig through folders.
That's not the right way to do things. I remember
Open
the name
PDF Pen. See if Siri will... I'll tell you why I don't...
Five places matching PDF. They're pretty far from you.
Yeah, they are, because I wasn't looking for them.
The nearest is PDF Designs Incorporated. It's about 28 and a half miles.
She's so helpful.
Why don't you go to PDF Designs Incorporated and just say, I was looking for PDF Pen. Do you have my
app? Do you have
it? Can you give me my app back? There's an app for that. I just freak them out.
Open Tweetbot. I think it's just too much work. It takes too long. That did it. That wasn't too horrible.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about as much time as it would have been to search and then click.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I just don't... I don't always want to talk to Siri. I don't want to do that in public. Ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I do. And I'm seeing more and more people do it, actually.
And it's... I
it's weird.
I don't necessarily think it's like a bad idea or a faux pas. I just don't feel very comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
I would be kind of whispering. Like, sorry,
I think what they should do. Remember Emily Latella on Saturday Night Live? She would play the character. I love her. But anyway, she would play a character, Emily Latella. And she didn't hear too well. Mm-hmm. And she said, what's all this about? And then she'd go on and on and then go, oh, never mind. I think Siri should, if you got it, if she gets it wrong, she'd go, oh, never mind.
Well, it would be like our TomTom voices.
Yeah.
You could have never celebrity mind. Siri voices.
Yeah.
Siri voices. Yeah, great idea. From your favorite SNL characters.
You say launch, not open. No open worked.
Open worked. They got confused by PDF Pen. You might not even have PDF Pen on that machine.
Oh, believe me, I have PDF Pen on every machine.
Yeah, I know. I love it too. Hey, before we get to our little break, I just wanted to mention. I won't read the whole thing, but I showed you the other day. It was very funny. If you are a McSweeney's fan, this is it's an online publication, and they have a lot of just really weird poetry and parody stuff. There's a little article that went up recently, and it's about a guy who's really frustrated, and he thought that he could fix everything. But the title is "Something Is Wrong with My iPad. I Still Hate My Life."
That's the bug.
Yeah.
My life should be better now.
My life
I have
should
an
be
iPad.
Better. And he goes on to say, you know, I'm still gnawed by a horrifying emptiness that no amount of fiddling with your magical gadget can fill.
I sure hope the Apple geniuses can help me, he says.
Is it too much to ask that the mere act of owning your products fill me with utter unbroken contentment? I think not. It's great.
It's certainly what the ads promise.
Show notes. You send it to somebody, they'll laugh. It's really good.
It's what the ad promises.
Also, are nightmares covered by AppleCare? Because my sleep mode is not working right.
What?
Just, it's okay.
Oh.
It's Apple humor. He's having nightmares.
Our show today brought to you by something you will be so happy about. It's magical. It will make your life better.
Yeah.
In fact, it'll make it less likely that you run into other cars on the highway.
Well, I love that.
I bet
that.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure. That always sounds good.
Well, when I get my new 2013 Fusion, you could take a ride in and you could see how the new lane keeping system works. I think it's aptly named. I think every car that I have should have lane keeping.
I agree.
In it.
Because we'll just run off otherwise.
So the idea is, I don't know, this is amazing that Ford even does this. They put a camera in the front of the car that watches the lines as you're driving. They watch the lines. You see how if you start to drift, it vibrates the wheel just like you're going over.
Sort of like, hey, wake up. Heads up. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
And if you keep going, it will start to pre-tension the steering to help you get back into the lane. Very cool stuff. Now, somebody said, well, what happens if you want to change lanes? You use the signal. If you change the clicker, what do you call that thing?
Turn signal.
Turn signal. Thank you.
The click of the thing. Do the thing.
I'm really getting old. When you use the... turn signal?
Yes.
You hit the turn signal. It says, oh, you wanted to change lane and it disables this.
That's great.
I need this, obviously, because I can't even remember what you call that.
It'll discourage people who change lanes without using the turn signal.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
I hate you people.
I know.
Scare the heck out of me.
And it also will then apply pressure to the steering wheel to help the driver steer the vehicle back into the proper lane position. Now, here's another thing. Cruise control. You ever use cruise control?
I love cruise control.
Me too.
If I'm on the open road for a while.
But that's open road. You said it. So you're driving along, and all of a sudden there's traffic. You got to turn it off. Cruise control has radar. They put not only a camera, there's radar in the front of the car that notices traffic. Instead of saying how fast you want to go, you set a setting that says how close to the car in front of you, and as you get to that speed, it slows you down, keeps your stopping distance, and then as traffic speeds up, speeds you up again. It's adaptive cruise control.
That's awesome.
It also has this great heads up display. It'll put it on your screen, on your windshield. If you get too close, it looks just like brake lights, red lights on the windshield. So it's like brake lights are on the windshield telling you to slow down. And if you actually get too close, it pre-tensions the brakes. It actually starts, it puts them so your brakes will be more responsive because it knows you're going to hit the brakes because you're getting too close. It's not an autonomous vehicle yet, but the idea is, and this is what Alan Mulally, the CEO of Ford, told me they wanted to do, is he says, he comes from aviation. He was at Boeing for years. And he said, you don't take out the pilot. You just give the pilot more information. You make the pilot a better pilot by giving them more information about what's going on around them. And that's the idea here in these Ford vehicles. This is lane keeping and adaptive cruise control is available now in the 2013 Fusion. I'm sure it'll be in most of the cars. They also have Bliss, you know, traffic's warning. I need this. I think I'm getting old. I can't remember any my words. They're stopping.
Well, that's all right. I mean,
right
Ford
there.
Is going to do a lot of the thinking for you.
I think they need to. Ford is staying on top of these new technologies. So I don't have to actually pay any attention.
Right. You just take your omega-3. You'll be fine.
Is that a fatty acid?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
I need more of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Ford.com/technology if you want to learn more. And they actually have videos there on the lane keeping and the adaptive cruise control. Really cool stuff. Ford.com/technology. Go further. In a Ford.
Thanks, Ford.
Thank you.
We got a couple music-related emails this week, so I thought I'd put them together. The first one is from the Arroyo Vista Percussion section, who say that they're very glad you're back. We're a group of musicians who, unlike others, use our iPads to hold sheet music. We use an app called Chromatic. The app lets you record yourself, tune your instrument,
wow.
and collaborate with other members. You can also upload your own music.
Neat.
If you go to chromatic.com, so that's chromatic.com, or download the iPad app. We know that's something you wouldn't normally feature on iPad Today, but we like it. We hope you do, too.
I know about Chromatic, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I first read the email, I thought, well, I don't know if we want to feature this because... You know, it's going to be kind
musicians.
Of specific and musicians,
oh,
but it's free.
It's free. And I think a lot of musicians are very interested in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
We saw this years ago. We showed a picture of Steve Martin with his iPad front of him during his concerts. Now, I don't know if he reads his sheet music off of that, but that's a great use for it.
I'm sure
he at least had set lists and so forth.
There was also, this is on the other side of the spectrum from free. Simon White had sent in, this was about a week ago, it was a few weeks ago now. He sent in, hey, you guys, look at this $300 app. It was called Different Drummer, and it was $299.99 in the App Store. And he said, this is just crazy. $300 for some sort of a, you know, like a percussion type of an app. So I went ahead and I thought, $300, yeah, I'll take a look for myself. And by the time I opened it, because I had seen his email a few days later, it was $149. So I wrote him back and said, well, it looks like it's on sale. Half price. What a deal. So he wrote back and said, there's an interesting piece about this on a music blog called Discord.com that explains that the creator of Different Drummer, which is, what's the name of the creator of, let's see if I can remember this. It was open somewhere.
This does seem like even at $150, it's
Technomedia.com. Yeah, so this is the article that explained. He said basically what happened was he was in a situation or the company was in a situation where Different Drummer was a name that they had to secure in the App Store. They were in danger of somebody else basically
releasing
taking it.
And they liked it so much
that they decided to release the app at a price that they knew they couldn't sell it at because it wasn't actually done.
Oh, so it was just like a placeholder.
It was a placeholder. And so when people are like, $300, that's crazy.
It's a little sketch.
Well, it is a little sketch.
I wonder if people bought it.
I don't think so. I don't know. Now it's $150, which the developer now says...
That's a more normal price. Even that seems a little steep.
That's what we... Well, they say on their website, which is technomedia.com, yes, $150 is ridiculously high for an app. What's the coolest drum machine in the world worth?
Well, that's true.
Our other apps are free. They do make other apps, and I looked them up. It's true that they are free. And he said, "This is you know, you think of it as comparable to what someone
drum
might
machine.
Buy thousands of dollars
right.
for, you know, for a drum machine, auto tune, that sort of thing." So, listen, for $150, it's not even... We don't know enough about drum machines for it to be worth us buying it just for the purposes of demonstration. But if it's something that piques your interest, I thought it was good to mention. And also very interesting to hear about putting an app in the App Store that still needs some bug fixes and changes.
Why not offer it for free and say don't download... I don't know. And they had to approve...
Uh-huh.
Apple had to approve it. What did they approve?
Well, I mean, it was probably functional, just not perfect.
Right.
So I don't know. I if anyone knows of any other instances of that sort of thing going on, do send them our way, because it would be nice to know if this is just a really weird example or if this is an epidemic of overpriced apps that developers don't actually want you to buy.
I'm just shocked that Apple let it happen.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
So true.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a suggestion for you. This one comes from Jared. He didn't actually suggest it to you. He suggested to both of us.
Okay.
But I just feel like you would like it more than me. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up. It's called Starfighter Overkill.
Sounds good. Anything with the word Starfighter in it.
I thought you'd like it.
I am all hot and bothered for it.
From Rapid Turtle Games. This was $1.99 for the HD version.
Welcome, Space Marine.
Yes, I am a Space Marine, and I like cats.
Well, me too.
Yeah.
Okay, so I annihilate. Okay. Well, I'll just select the easy one. Oh, see, this is already too hard. I'm like, oh, man.
Too many things to choose from. Oh, it looks like Defender. It's like a fancy Defender.
Ah, so
ooh, that looks good. Side-scrolling action. Yeah. It's got a little retro gaming fun.
Oh, you can
it's
do
it's kind
you
of a crowded screen.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Wow.
See, this is blood pressure rising stuff for me.
Yeah, well, that's what the whole point.
Ah, I'm going to go down.
That is the whole point of Reno.
Take that, you shark people.
Warning. Energy.
Oh, my gosh, look, Leo, I'm good. This was supposed to be a gift for you.
You see?
Yeah.
We'll turn you into a boy yet. Pretty soon you'll be loving dogs.
Whoops, I died. Ow, I'm back.
Shield.
Oh, I have a shield. Why is that one guy? All right. It's kind of fun. Ah! All right. Ah! Oh, my God, get me out of here. Whew. That was intense. So, that is Starfighter Overkill. You can find
it. How much is that? I want it.
It's $1.99 for the HD version. There is a free version as well, which I don't know if that's just the iPhone version or if an app-supported version. Kind of fun. Yeah. So, thanks, Jared. That's the sort of game. Lepton in chat says, that game is terrible. And Nerv says, that's an epic game.
I think it looks epic to me.
Yeah, you know, it just depends on what you like. I thought it would be something that Leo would like, so. Mm.
Say again, Starfighter?
Starfighter Overkill.
Overkill.
Yeah.
Got it.
RapidTurtleGames.com.
Okay.
So, Jared, you made somebody very happy on his birthday. It's his birthday today.
It would be happier if you gave it to me.
If he gifted it to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Then I'd be
you can
happy.
Do that in the App Store, you know. That would be nice.
Please. No, I was joking. I actually really don't want people to do that.
No, I know.
I have
do people actually do
everything
that?
A boy could... No, actually, they don't. I have everything a little boy could ever want. And then
more.
Some.
Yeah. And a little dog.
I don't want any gifts at all.
No.
Get your hat ready, because the App Cap Awards are coming up, and I've changed mine.
You have? Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it wouldn't be an iPad today without a little surprise. Really quick, want to remind everybody that you can get a hold of us. We love app suggestions. So
we
great.
We do. We love them.
If you have questions or comments or just you're just confused or you want to tell us about what you made for dinner, we'll read all of it. We read every single email that we
really?
Get.
Really? Do you?
Yeah. I say we. It's the collective we.
The collective we.
Yeah. Write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. Okay, just really quick. There were a couple of voicemails this week, and they all started off really great, and then you got cut off. So I couldn't finish it because I didn't actually know what the end of your message was.
Should people not hang up?
Well, you know, the one time I say, it was just the person. They just, I don't know, they got scared and hung up or something. But it happened a couple times, so I hope it's not Google Voice being weird. But if you ever feel like you get cut off, do call back, because we'd love to use the voicemails. And videos, too. If you ever want to send us a video, we'll take it, we'll watch it, and we'll put a little heart around it, and we'll play it on the big screens here.
Awesome.
Aww.
We're going to come back with our picks of the week.
Yes, we will.
Mine is one that just came out.
Okay.
And I will let you see it here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's good.
Is it okay if I do that one?
It's fine.
Yeah, I've been waiting for it,
you know,
I'm a big fan.
You know that it's
I know,
right.
I know.
Okay.
Do you mind?
Why would I mind?
Okay. Well, you might, because, you know.
Because I'm difficult?
No. You're a
is
keeper.
Is that what you're saying?
You're a lane keeper.
Is that what you're saying?
This show is brought to you by the application and hardware that lets you watch TV on your iPad. Locals, live sports, whatever you can get at home on your home TV system, you can watch on your iPad in HD anywhere you can get online. It's called Slingbox, and the new Slingbox is here, the Slingbox 500. Let me tell you, you want a Slingbox. Because, look, you're already paying for cable or satellite service. You've got a DVR. You've got a DVD or Blu-ray player. You've got all the stuff you want at home. Why can't you have it on the road? Well, you can with Slingbox. So what happens? You go get the Slingbox. You plug it into all your TV stuff, and then you plug it into the internet. And it's going to give you password-protected access to your home theater from any Mac, any PC, an iPad, an iPhone. Slingbox is amazing. You get to actually control all this stuff, too. That means you can record right to the DVR. You can set new recordings, playback DVR. Any channel you get at home, if you buy HBO, no extra fees, you no extra app. You just watch it on your TV. Local sports, too. I remember, you know, the late lamented Colin, who used to work here, he missed Philadelphia so much he would watch local Philly news from his Slingbox here in the studio. I think that's great. If you want to know more, you can go to slingbox.com/twit or just run, don't walk, to Amazon, Fry's, Best Buy, and pick up a Slingbox for yourself. The Slingbox 500. And again, then get the app on the iPad, and you're watching TV everywhere you go. Slingbox.com, the brand new Slingbox, is here. It turns your mobile device into your television set. Sarah Lane, you
yes,
look like
Leo?
You belong on Mad Men.
Oh, I wish that were true. Yeah, yeah. I would love to be on Mad Men. This hat, you know, I think this is really cute hat that Liz bought one day. She was just like, it looked like
is that from you, Liz?
Cool app cap.
Aww.
And that's so nice.
That's really
and
nice.
And, of course, I've got a giant freak head, so it doesn't fit me all that well. You know, kind of sits.
Maybe it'll fit me. Let's trade.
Yeah, because your head is so much smaller. Now, see, look, that's just silly.
Are we not men? We are Devo. Yeah, you should keep that one. I'll wear this because the winter is coming, and you're going
that's
to
right.
Paris. You could wear this in Paris.
You know, I actually would probably be pretty happy wearing that because that thing is...
Do you want to borrow it?
Well, it's fur, so...
No, I think that's faux.
I don't know.
How do you know?
How can you tell? It's pretty soft.
If you can put a pencil through it, it's faux. If you can't, it's leather.
Interesting. I never thought to do that,
that's
Chad.
The strangest test.
If you could put a pencil through it, it's faux. I should know. Hey, so this app cap is pretty darn cool.
How do you know that, Chaz?
Chaz? Is that my name?
Yeah, I'm going to call you Chaz from now on.
Okay. Just Google it, and that's what happens.
That's how you know.
Yep.
Can't know otherwise. Faux has gotten that good.
I didn't buy this, so I didn't.
I think it's actually really adorable, and I would totally wear it in Paris. I mean, it already exists, you know?
And the animal's already dead. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's not a good reason to
but it
wear
would keep
fur.
You. It would keep you warm, and
well,
so that's what's nice about it.
I mean, there have been times in the dead of winter in Europe where you'll do pretty much anything.
And if it's
lights out time,
you could close for business.
You can just say it's siesta. It kind of has a little face of its own. We almost don't need you. That's really cute. Shannon wore that a couple weeks ago. She loved it.
She did?
Yeah, she did. She loved the little ears. Yeah, it was a good time. My app cap this week, Leo, it's $5. And usually I say $5 for an app cap.
That's a lot.
It better be good.
Yeah.
But it is because it's an app about robots.
And it's from the IEEE, so you got to love that.
And that, too. And, in fact, we would have talked about it anyway, but they were nice enough to email iPad Today and say, hey, this is perfect for you guys. You're going to love this, aren't you? And, indeed, they were right. These
are real robots. Look at that guy. That's a robot.
These are real robots that exist in various, research facilities. You may have seen them. Google self-driving car, for example. That's an example of a robot. So if we want to pick something here. Genghis. Okay, Genghis looks kind of cool. So you go ahead and click on the robot. Now you have a variety of kind of 3D imagery, right? So I can look at what Genghis looks like. Here are some other photos. This is I'm on the interactive panel, but I can look at other photos of Genghis in action. Oh, he's a little guy.
Yeah, he can walk, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a
walker.
Pretty
cool. And then there's also a video. So
watch
you go
this,
like,
guys,
oh, okay.
This is so cool.
This is really, really cool.
I love robots.
And when you're watching this, yeah, I mean, who doesn't? Yeah. Over on the left-hand side, it was created at MIT in 1989. Mm-hmm. It was a research project. Genghis was a six-legged robot built by Rodney Brooks at MIT in the 1980s to demonstrate how complex behaviors such as crawling can emerge from a network of simple, decentralized controllers. Now, I know. And so now I can say, like, oh, that's great. I get a solid 4 out of 5. Would you want to have this robot? Yes.
Yes.
Would you like to rate the robot's appearance? Is it creepy or is it nice? Well, there's a little creep factor, but I think it's definitely nice.
I'll be honest.
I think it's nice.
Really?
Yeah, especially because it's like, oh, he's having a hard time, you know? He was a trailblazer. And then you get a little bit of trivia down here. Did you know that the motors that power Genghis's legs are model airplane servos?
Wow.
Didn't know that till just now.
Nope.
One of the students was Colin Angle, who later co-founded iRobot with Brooks and Helen Grenier.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just, I mean, so that's just, and I can say, I love Genghis and I want to come back to it because there's a lot of other robots to look for. So you've got robots, you've got ratings, top rated robots, most wanted robots, creepiest to nicest. Creepiest ones are always the ones with human faces.
Yeah, that's the Uncanny Valley robot.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
that
is
creepy.
It's creepy, all right. I mean, how could you?
Oh, no.
Here's some robot news. If you love this stuff and you want to keep up on news, this would be the place to find it. If you want to play around, this is cute.
Like
do you want to take Aibo or Alpha Dog for a walk? Alpha Dog looks a little bit scary. I'll just go ahead and say Aibo. 60% of users agree with
me. It's like hot or not for robots.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. The learning section is just a lot more about who are the people who build these, what's the point, you know, what are these research projects actually trying to accomplish, timeline of robotics. I mean, this is, you know, think about for school. Some of this stuff would really come in handy, you know, if you're going to put together some sort of a research project. And then a little bit more about the International Society of Engineers and Technologists who put this great app together. It is really cool. And they have a robot that looks like a little seal, so what's not to like?
Oh,
I want you to have 5 out of 5.
Oh, even little old ladies like it, like you. So
I
was going to do a different app, and then I got the very good news. The folks at FlexiBits, who I'm huge fans of, they do a Mac app called Fantastical. And I don't know if you've used Fantastical, but I've recommended it many times on Mac Break Weekly. It's a little menu item that you can enter in natural language, like, you know, have lunch with Sarah at 3 o'clock tomorrow,
yeah,
and it'll add it to your calendar. Well, they've now got it for the iPhone, but it works fine on the iPad, and I think there's some things really to like about it. It's a new way of thinking about calendars. I do hope they will do an iPad version of it. It's called Fantastical, $1.99 from FlexiBits. It's hard to find, actually. In fact, I was searching for it because it's brand new. Sometimes when stuff's brand new app store, you can't find it.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is go to FlexiBits website and click the link there. You could do it in Safari. That's what I did, and I was able to pull it up. In Safari, I launched the FlexiBits website, and I said, oh, Fantastical for the iPhone. And I click that link, and it pulls you right to the App Store. So that's often the case with something that's brand new. That's the only way that you can get to it. But let's take a look at the app. Kind of a new metaphor, very agenda-focused.
Yeah.
If you pull down the day... Whoops. Didn't mean to do that. I was tapping on the... Whoops. Maybe not. Tap the day. There we go. I didn't pull down from high enough. You get the calendar.
Oh, cool.
Pull down the calendar, you get the day.
I see.
Tap the day, you can add a new appointment. Or I'll do it here. But what's cool is, and I can use dictation to do this. Lunch with Sarah, 3 o'clock Friday. And it will, look at this. It's automatically populating Friday, lunch with Sarah, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
That's great. I love the dictation.
So it's you can use dictation or not, but it's natural language is going to be able to put that right into your calendar. And it will, by the way, then add it to your iOS calendar. You have to give it permission, of course, to access it. I just think this is great. This is just a new way of looking at the calendar with a very nice way of adding more details. Look at that. Isn't that pretty? I would love to see this for the iPad. I would just like to see what FlexiBits can do. And I bet they're probably going to do that.
Well, you know, Agenda calendar, which is currently my favorite.
Which we like, too.
Was an iPhone app for a long time that you could run on your iPad no problem. Because, I mean, they're really just calendar entries.
It was very simple.
Yeah,
clean.
But they eventually did have a native iPad app that came out. And they did do a little bit of a kind of design reimagination. So it
I'm a big fan of Fantastic Hell on the Mac.
Fantastic.
And I'm really glad that Fantastic Hell has finally
You know, it's
been
funny, when I read, because I saw the news, too, earlier, I thought, ooh, that'd be good for i5.
Well, you can mention it on i5, too.
Well, yeah,
I think you should.
Totally. But it's, especially because people love calendar stuff, you know, we're all very busy, but I didn't read it as Fantastic Cal. It makes so much more sense. I just read it as
Fantastical. Right.
Which is also a cool name.
Right.
I thought, oh, Fantastical. It's a calendar.
There's some additional little features, if you read the help, you can do categories with a slash. You can do an at sign for a location. So as you're entering it in the new event, really, and that's why I use this on the Macintosh. It's very quick just to type it out and add a new event to all the right places instead of doing that very complicated browser, you know, click, 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 click thing. All right. That's my app cap.
Well, Leo, that's a good one. We both had very, very solid app caps this week. You know, sometimes they're a little, but today they were actually really good on both sides. I'm just kidding. You always have good app caps. Except
I could have done this one.
It was just the one.
I was going to do this one.
What? Which one? Oh, God. What is that? Chad.
That's my baby at 1 week.
I'm not ready for that. Let me go to France
There's
first.
There's my baby at 2 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
You want to see my baby at 3 weeks?
Yeah.
You know, this was the great, well, I'll do it anyway because this was the original one. It's called Sprout.
You're going to do it right now?
All right, I'll save it.
Save it. You're going to need it. You know how hard it is for him to go on?
We work hard. Let me tell you, folks, you don't know this, but I go around, I beg, I plead, I ask, I go to the chat room, I always say, give me an app cap.
It's true. Yeah. So
I think I look kind of like, I don't know, a Care Bear or something.
You do. You look, just really cute.
Aww.
Just really cute and just lovable and soft and furry. Which is why, you know, people like animals in the first place. So, all good. Space Guy says there's a cat on Buffy called Miss Kitty Fantastical. Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
Fantastical's a word.
Well, yeah.
But Fantastic Cal is the
app. Fantastic Cal is the play on the word because of the calendar, too. Hey, everybody, that's it for this episode of iPad Today. Thanks for watching. As always, we had so much fun. We hope you did, too. You can get a hold of us. You can watch past episodes on our website. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, on iPad Today.